When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Hinterkaifeck, Germany's haunting unsolved farm murders. Whispers from the Dark. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, our journey takes us to a remote corner of Bavaria, Germany, to a place where the chilling winds of mystery still blow, carrying with them the whispers of an unspeakable horror. We arrive at an isolated farmstead, long since demolished, but forever etched into the annals of crime as the site of one of the 20th century's most baffling and disturbing unsolved mysteries, the Hinterkaifeck murders of 1922. It is a tale so bizarre, so devoid of logical explanation, that it continues to terrify and perplex, a testament to the chilling power of the unknown. Picture, if you will, the early spring of 1922. Rural Bavaria is still clinging to the chill of winter, the landscape stark and quiet. Hinterkaifeck was less a village and more a solitary homestead, a farm nestled deep in the woods, far from any neighbors, its isolation amplifying its vulnerability. For generations, the Gruber family had toiled on this land, living a life defined by the rhythms of farming and the quiet solitude of the countryside. Their lives, though simple, were not without their undercurrents of local gossip and strained relationships, particularly concerning Andreas Gruber, the patriarch, and his widowed daughter, Victoria Gabriel. The residents of Hinterkaifeck were six souls. Andreas Gruber, a stern and somewhat unpopular man in his 60s, his wife, Cecilia, a quiet woman in her 70s, their widowed daughter, Victoria Gabriel, in her 30s. Victoria's two young children, 7-year-old Cecilia Gabriel and 2-year-old Joseph Gabriel, and the recently arrived maid, Maria Baumgartner, a woman in her 40s who had only just started her employment on the farm hours before the tragedy. It was a typical rural family, bound by blood and livelihood, seemingly unremarkable in their daily routines, yet destined to become the central figures in a nightmare. But before the horror of the final night, there were whispers. Strange occurrences that, in hindsight, scream of a terrifying prelude. Just days before the murders, Andreas Gruber, the patriarch, told neighbors about an unsettling discovery. Footprints in the fresh snow leading from the edge of the surrounding forest directly to the farmhouse, but with no corresponding tracks leading away. It was as if someone had emerged from the woods, observed the house, and then simply vanished. A key to the house, then, mysteriously disappeared from a kitchen drawer. Stranger still, the family reported hearing footsteps in the attic, strange scratching sounds coming from above their heads, despite their thorough searches revealing no one. Andreas even found a newspaper on the property that he had never bought. He dismissed these events, perhaps out of stubbornness or a desire to not alarm his family, telling only a few select neighbors. The previous maid had abruptly quit just 6 months prior, claiming the house was haunted, plagued by strange noises, and an overwhelming feeling of being watched. Maria Baumgartner, the new maid, arrived at Hinterkaifeck on March 31st, 1922, ready to start her duties. Little did she know, she had walked directly into the lair of an unseen monster. The night of March 31st, 1922, remains a terrifying blank slate. It is widely theorized that the killer, or killers, lured the family members one by one into the barn, a gruesome trap in the darkness. Andreas Gruber, his wife, Cecilia, their daughter, Victoria, and the eldest child, Cecilia Gabriel, were all brutally killed in the barn, likely struck down by a pickaxe, a common farm tool. Their bodies were stacked in the barn, concealed beneath straw. Later, the killer entered the house, where Maria Baumgartner, the new maid, and young Josef Gabriel, the two-year-old, were murdered in their beds. Josef, tragically, was likely killed in his cradle, a testament to the utter ruthlessness of the perpetrator. The horrifying discovery came days later, on April 4th. Neighbors, concerned by the family's unusual absence from church and the fact that young Cecilia had missed school, decided to investigate. When they arrived at the isolated farm, the silence was chilling. Smoke still rose from the chimney, an unsettling sign of recent activity. The dog barked, but no one answered their calls. As they ventured into the barn, the nightmare unfolded before their eyes. The scene was indescribably horrific. Four bodies, savagely butchered, concealed beneath the hay. Trembling, they entered the house, where they found Maria and little Josef, also brutally murdered. The silence of the farmhouse was now punctuated by the screams of the discovery party. The crime scene itself presented an array of baffling inconsistencies. There were no signs of forced entry into the house, suggesting the killer either had a key or was allowed in, or perhaps was already hiding within the house prior to the murders. No valuables were stolen. Money, jewelry, and other items of value were left untouched, immediately ruling out a simple robbery as the primary motive. This absence of theft only deepened the mystery, pointing towards a motive far more sinister and personal than mere gain. The local police quickly arrived, but the small force was utterly unprepared for such a grotesque and complex crime. Forensic technology in 1922 was rudimentary at best. The scene was quickly contaminated by curious villagers and investigators lacking modern preservation techniques. Over the ensuing weeks and months, the police conducted over 100 interrogations, chasing down every lead, every rumor, every disgruntled neighbor or former employee. They pursued various motives: a robbery gone wrong, a crime of passion, a vengeful local, or even a transient wanderer. But every theory seemed to falter against the peculiar facts. The most chilling and inexplicable aspect of the Hinterkaifeck murders was the aftermath. The killer, or killers, had remained on the farm for several days after committing the atrocities. Neighbors observed smoke still rising from the chimney, implying a fire had been kept going to ward off the Bavarian chill. Food had been eaten from the kitchen, suggesting someone had prepared and consumed meals. The farm animals, including the cattle and the dog, had been fed and tended to. Tools had been moved. It was as if the murderer had simply taken up residence amongst the dead, a grotesque and terrifying tableau of domesticity existing alongside unspeakable horror. This chilling detail suggested a profound level of cold-bloodedness, perhaps a psychopathic detachment, or even a twisted desire to maintain control over the scene of their monstrous acts. It painted a picture not of a frantic escape, but of a calculated, almost deliberate lingering. The theories surrounding the Hinterkaifeck case are as varied as they are unsettling. The robbery theory was quickly dismissed due to the lack of theft. A local grudge or revenge seemed plausible, given Andreas Gruber's contentious nature. But no suspect ever truly fit the bill. One early theory focused on Karl Gabriel, Victoria's husband, who had been declared killed in action in World War I. Rumors persisted that he had not died, but had instead returned from the war, perhaps mentally scarred, to exact some unknown revenge. However, his death was officially confirmed, and this theory largely faded. More unsettling theories involved hidden motives within the family itself. The incestuous relationship between Andreas Gruber and his daughter Victoria, a whispered secret in the community, led some to speculate about a crime of passion or a desperate act to silence a secret. Though this remains entirely speculative, and deeply disturbing. Another theory points to a tramp or vagrant who may have stumbled upon the farm and, for reasons unknown, committed the killings, then hid out. But how would a transient know about the various keys or tend to the farm animals with such care? Ultimately, no one was ever charged, and the case remains officially unsolved. The murderer, or murderers, simply vanished back into the shadows from which they came, leaving behind a legacy of fear and unanswered questions. The psychological terror of an unknown assailant living alongside their victims for days, methodically tending to the farm, is perhaps the most unsettling detail of all. It speaks to a level of chilling composure that few can comprehend. The Hinterkaifeck murders stand as a stark, haunting reminder that sometimes the most profound darkness resides not in the unknown, but in the chilling reality of what a human being is capable of, and the agonizing silence when justice is never found. Thank you for joining me tonight on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, remember, some stories are best left uninvestigated, or perhaps they're the very ones that demand our attention the most. Good night, and sleep tight if you can.